Hello, Shadow Hills. Good afternoon. Welcome back. We're back. All of us in phase three are very grateful to have electricity today. We had electricity go out last night, and just thinking about what life would be like here without air conditioning and lights and stuff makes us should make us very appreciative. So Kim's got news. I'll turn it over to Kim.
Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing? Doing well, I hope. Yeah, when that electricity went out, I woke up in the middle of the night, and boy, is it dark. I don't realize. Boy, it's dark. Anyway, somebody asked me about the message I sent out where I said a clarification. The clarification in that message, I didn't put it in red or anything. A resident wrote to me that it wasn't clear about the mask, so I agreed. So the mask, I put in additional information. Masks are not required outdoors, provided you can maintain 6-foot social distancing. If you can't maintain 6-foot social distancing, you are required to wear a mask outdoors. Now, that is actually a little bit of a change because it used to be recommended. It's much more specific. If you can't stay 6 feet apart, you must wear a mask. So that was the clarification. Okay, we're going to talk about the new hours and the new online reservation system coming up. And a lot's going to be happening over the next week to 10 days. Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. Be patient, understanding. Don't take your frustration out on staff because, yes, this is going to be, the transition's always tough. When you put in new online programs and how they work and little bugs and things, it's got its difficulty. But hang in there. In a month, everybody will be happy and it'll work well. But during the transition, we're going to have some issues. So let's go over it one by one. One, the new hours starting on June 24th. Which is tomorrow, right? Today's the 23rd, right, Mighty Gus? Okay, today's the 23rd, is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Those will be the new hours. Now, starting on 6/26, Friday, the online system for making reservations will become active. It becomes active at 10 a.m. each day. It closes at 11 p.m. So you can make an online reservation 1 week in advance, starting at 10 a.m. and to 11 p.m. So between 11 p.m. and 10 a.m. the next morning, you can't make a reservation. This particular program requires a start time and an end time each day within that day. We can't carry it over. Now the phone system, starting on 6/26, it will also start at 10 a.m. and it'll close at 4 p.m. Now, for everybody that phones in, this is a big change. On Friday, these are the new hours to phone in a reservation, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Currently, you're phoning in at different times, 8 a.m. for tennis, 11 for pools. You've got different times. That all changes on Friday. So the basic concept. Both systems, the phone system and the online system, you can start booking Friday at 10 a.m. The phone system will stop taking reservations at 4 p.m. The online system will stop taking reservations at 11 p.m. Now, the online booking for the gym, which starts on 6/26, for 6/29 opening, the gym will open on 6/29. So the online system for the gym will start on 6/26 at 10 a.m. And then on the online system, you will be for the gym and for the gym only, you will be able to make a reservation for 6/29, 6/30, 7/1, 7/2, and 7/3. So starting on the 26th, 1 week in advance for the gym will open on 6/29, so you could make a reservation for 6/29, 6/30, 7/1, 7/2, 7/3. Now, there's a maximum of 4 times a week for the gym. Please don't make a reservation for 5. that would be a violation for now. What we're doing, we want to make sure we have enough room for everybody. So we're going to start out only four times a week. Now, the same rule is not going to apply for the courts and the swim reservation. This is where it gets complicated. We currently are making reservations on the phone system a week in advance. We already have phone-in reservations for 626, 627, 628, 629, 630, 71, and 72. We already have that in the books. We can't convert those phone-in reservations to the online system. So although the online system will be live on 626, you will only be able to make a reservation on 626 for 7-3 for the swimming pool and the courts. Now, did I totally confuse you all on this? The gym on 626, you can make a reservation for the 29th, the 30th, the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd. That's for the gym. For the pools and courts on 626, you'll be able to make a reservation for pools and courts on 7-3. Anything before 7-3, if it comes to the swimming pool or the courts, you must phone it in. You have to phone in the change. So if you go to the online system on 626 and you try to make a court reservation for 7-1, it won't even show up. So we have this overlap of a week because of transitioning from one system to another system. And I'm reading this and it's confusing, but very simple. The gym online, you can from 29th on, you can make a reservation. It starts on the 26th. For pools and courts, it starts on the 26th online. It'll be for 7-3 and then from a week on. So Saturday online, you can book for the pool and the courts for 7-4. It'll be a week out. But for pools and courts, before 7-3, you've got to use the phone. Okay, let me get back into here. Okay, the four times a week is for the gym only. There's no limit as far as the swimming pools and the courts. The reason is occupancy space and demand. It's that simple. Currently, when we added the fifth lane to the pool, we have space available every day. So anybody can get a reservation at some point during the day. We have enough space. We do think when the Montecito pool opens up with allowing four people instead of one, we should be able to accommodate everybody. So you could book every day. Now, remember the pool, the Montecito pool's closed from the 24th through the 1st. It'll open up on the 1st again. So the four-time limit is just for the gym four times a week because we don't know what the demand is. We don't know what the load pattern is going to be. So we want to start at four times a week, and if it turns out later we can remove that requirement, we will. Just depends on how many people sign up, how often. So four times a week, roughly every other day. Okay, now to sign up online, you have to do that online. We're going to be sending out a message tomorrow morning explaining how to sign up online with video instructions. We're going to get them out by tomorrow morning. We had a minor delay because of some legal waivers we need done, and we're getting them finalized tonight. So you'll get a message. Here's how to sign up. Here's the process. You will follow the instructions and sign up. That then comes to the staff. We need to verify that you're a resident before your account goes live. In other words, we can't have anybody in the world just sign up and then be able to make a reservation. Keep in mind, we still have no guests. Everybody understands? No guests for anything. So you will sign up on your account. That'll come to staff. Staff will need to verify it by using the resident database. Then they will verify you, and then you can use the system. If for whatever reason it's not working for you and you've signed an account, let us know. But understand, in a couple, 3 days, if we get, 500,000 people here, we're only going to be able to produce it so fast. If your account is not active, phone in for whatever reservation you need. This will all get worked out within the next week. Have patience. That's what I'm saying. For a week in the transition, it could be a little bit shaky. Now, on that, when you go to sign up, there will be a checkbox, which if you do not do it, it won't let you through, which is you agree to the terms and conditions of a new waiver. This is a new legal liability waiver, release of claims, dealing with COVID. Naturally, we're letting you know that if you come into the building, you might get sick and that you're not going to sue us. We're letting you know you can get sick from this stuff in here. So that waiver is going to go into place. Now, just in case anybody on the process, every person come November of every club and group will be signing a new waiver. In the past, people only signed a waiver if we didn't have one on file. Because of the new waiver, everybody will sign a new waiver. It doesn't matter about what you signed in the past. It will be considered void. We're going to have new waivers signed for everybody come November, so keep that in mind when it comes up. Now, when you do go online for the courts, there's a little box, and it's going to ask you for the names of your other players. So please fill it out. Staff will be looking for the fact of, duplicates, that kind of stuff. You're not supposed to do that. For the other people, like for the swimming pool, only one person can make one reservation. So if there's two people from the same household, each person will need to make a reservation to be in the pool at the same time. And that raises a question, which somebody did say, well, if we go online and one person makes a reservation and then a spouse goes online, the rest of the spots could be taken. That is absolutely correct. There is no program in the world that's perfect for every scenario, for every specific situation. My recommendation then is there is always certain times that most people want to exercise. So if the morning is the busy time, you might want to try a slower time so that you can be assured to get a reservation. Together, if you're trying to get together. But, try it. See what's happened. But there's no doubt. People exercise more in the morning than you do in the evening. That's the nature of the beast. So you'll be competing with more people. Now, if in the end we can't verify you, we're going to be instructing you to contact your system. The account won't open up for you. You'll have to contact the HOA office. There are some people who are not registered in our database as a resident. Well, that's an issue. We got to figure that out. So if something goes wrong, you're going to have to contact the HOA office. Now, for the gym, one reservation per day, per person. You can do it 7 days in advance. And remember, you must have a resident ID card to access the gym. When you come in to register, if you don't have a resident ID card, they will send you out. You will not be allowed to exercise. Don't try. It's very specific protocols here. You have to show that you are that resident that's coming in board because we're not allowing guests in. Okay, let's see if I got everything. I think I got everything. Was that confusing enough? You can't do that for two people. Okay, I think I got it all. We will be writing this up, hopefully get it out to you tomorrow morning. We're getting something out to you tomorrow morning, along with a video on how to access this system. So a lot of changes. Be patient. Once it all gets clear, there's no question the online system will give you more flexibility and speed. Phone system, you can only do it between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Online system, you get to do it between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. A lot more flexibility. Thank you very much. Stay well out there. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, and that's all for today. Bye-bye.